This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran put its military capabilities on display Sunday with a series of parades to mark the 39th anniversary of the start of the Iran-Iraq War. Iran's president is warning that foreign forces are threatening the security of the Gulf after the U.S. said it was deploying troops to the region. The U.S. is sending more troops to Saudi Arabia after an attack on Saudi oil facilities both nations blame on Iran. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to send additional forces to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. AP's Mike Rossier reports.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday morning as police checkpoints were erected across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong trampled a Chinese flag, vandalized a subway station, and set a fire across a wide street Sunday as pro-democracy demonstrators took a violent turn once again. The airport, including the train terminal, which has been a target before by protesters, was heavily guarded and only passengers holding valid tickets were allowed to enter the terminal. Australian traveler John says he's stuck right in the middle of it.
We were aware that there were protests about midday today, yes.
It was in the paper.
That's why we came to the airport early, thinking that we have to... Our flight was delayed, so... But it turns out it's been delayed till tomorrow, so we shouldn't have come out.
The city's government announced new curbs on rail travel ahead of the latest in a series of planned protests targeting the airport. Although the Democratic Party has weeks before it decides during primary elections who will be the party's nominee to challenge President Trump, its frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, is lashing out at Trump for a recent story that revealed that Mr. Trump repeatedly asked Ukraine's new president to investigate unsubstantiated accusations about Biden's son.
Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum, and he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
President Trump denies any wrongdoing and accused Democrats and the news media of ignoring allegations against the Bidens and creating a false story about him. An international team of scientists have set off on the biggest and most complex expedition ever attempted in the Central Arctic. Reuters' Francesca Linaw explains.
It's the first climate change research expedition of its kind. On Friday, icebreaker Polar Stern embarked on a year-round trip to the Central Arctic, carrying scientists from 19 countries on board. They'll spend the next year close to the North Pole, observing key climate processes, in the hope of being able to generate more robust climate predictions in the future.
As world leaders prepare to gather for their annual meetings at the UN General Assembly, heightened tensions between the United States and Iran threaten to overshadow a summit on global warming. The summit will take place Monday, September 23rd, and more than 100 heads of state and government are expected to attend. Only those who bring dynamic and concrete plans to mitigate the effects of global warming will be invited to speak. For more on this story or any of today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.